Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Hey, just let that ride out, Shay. Just let it ride out for a second.
That's I was enjoying the beat this that's early in the morning. That's, you know, I was just enjoying
Jay-Z,
a little of Chicago Zone.
Jay-Z, Kanye, you know, Watch the Throne 2 coming out soon.
That's all I wanted to do this morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome in. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Coming through your airwaves here on ESPN, also ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. My name is Shay Cornett, here with the guys this morning. Jay Williams to my left, Keyshawn Johnson in L.A. Good
what
morning
up, Key?
To you, Key.
What's happening?
How we doing?
Good. I'm doing good.
Good. I asked you this earlier and you didn't respond to me. In L.A., since you're there and you're on a much earlier time zone, do you sleep prior to being on the show?
Do I sleep prior to?
Because it's like the middle of the night. By the time you get up, like, do you sleep?
Yeah, I go to bed. I'm sleep pretty. You know, I take naps throughout the day, but I'm
naps multiple
much.
Like my naps.
Yeah, I said naps.
You said naps, not a nap.
He's like my 4 month old. He takes multiple naps
throughout
the
day.
I get it.
Yes,
I get it.
That is correct. I get 2 hours here, 3 hours there.
That's fair enough. However you get it, that's all that matters.
Wine and bath time for my daughter last night.
Wine, the little wine.
A hard sleep for J. Will last night.
That's nice, you guys. I'm glad you guys are getting the rest that you need to get, however you get it. Okay, so let's discuss things that are going on in Indianapolis, shall we? Because I said this earlier in the week, and I'm going to say it again. They need to, like, sage the locker room there. They got some problems.
This house is clear.
They've got some problems when it comes to injuries, and especially with the quarterback position and the offensive line. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So, Colts center Ryan Kelly, receiver Zach Pascal, and Carson Wentz have all been put on the reserve 19 list as of now. Look, we've seen a lot of players go on the reserve COVID-19 list. Like, this is not brand new to the NFL, but I think when you add up everything that's gone on there, it feels like a much bigger deal. And when I say that, we found out over the weekend that quarterback Sam Ehlinger, who was going to start if Carson Wentz could not, now no longer will do that. He's expected to miss 5 to 6 weeks with a sprained knee. So it's going to be Jacob Eason, who we all know, or we all believe, isn't ready to go just yet. You had an offensive lineman, Sam Tevy. He goes down with a torn ACL. Then obviously you know the injuries to Carson Wentz and Quentin Nelson. And so now I've laid it out, and it just feels like this is a team. Oh, and then T.Y. Hilton, by the way, who is, you know, has been the Colts' number one receiver at points in the past, is now dealing with a neck and a back injury. It just feels like he, at this point, new day, new problem for the Indianapolis Colts. And this is a team, hey, look, that didn't feel like it had any weaknesses on the roster. And now suddenly every position group seems to have somebody missing for one reason or another.
I think every single year, Shay, you get a team that has issues going into the start of the regular season, whether it's injuries, whether players want new contracts. There's always some sort of distraction for a team or two at the start of the season. You know, I don't know how long they'll have to be in the COVID situation, COVID-19, and have to be missing time because it changes, it seems like, day to day, team to team. Injuries for sure can derail their opportunity to win that division. But I think those guys that are injured could come back for game one and be pretty healthy. You know, COVID situation, that's something totally different. Jay can handle that. He's our COVID expert on the show.
I got the white cape on. Look, I would agree with Key. I think I would rather talk about this team when the season starts and then find out who's off the COVID-19 list. But continuity is very important. Every team has to deal with injury. But when you don't have continuity and you have certain players that are coming back, it changes up your scheme. It changes up how you play. It gives you different weapons at different times. And here's my other point about it. You know, people were saying, hey, are the Indianapolis Colts in the Super Bowl conversation for a chance to contend? I can't put the Colts in the Super Bowl in the same sentence until I see who Carson Wentz is. There is still this image of Carson Wentz last year for a team where he struggled.
Like him being sacked? Is that the image?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and if you're telling me I'm going to get the 2017 Carson Wentz when he was on top, and I know that's when he played with Frank Wright and things were kind of clicking at the right time for them, but until I see that stylistic play of him, I can't put the Colts in a conversation to contend.
Look,
I think they are a very talented football team, and they're right there in the AFC because Kansas City's above everybody else. I think everybody could agree that Kansas City's on one level, and everybody else for the most part is – kind of mushed together. I know we want to always push Buffalo up there because what we've seen Josh Allen do over the last year and get an MVP vote or two, but you got to think when the Indianapolis Colts walked into that stadium with Phillip Rivers, they gave the Buffalo Bills on the road a fight. That team has not changed. The only thing that they've taken out is Phillip Rivers for a younger guy and Carson Wentz. And if Carson Wentz could do anything remotely close to when he has success in Philadelphia, the Colts are going to be a hard out. When you just look at their roster from top to bottom, they've only gotten stronger every single year. Their defense is not on the Buccaneers level, but they still are pretty lights out.
Oh, I would say they're a top 10 defense, and I like their defense. And I'm not saying that they're not talented top to bottom. I just still have that big question mark on how Carson Wentz will perform. And I understand that sometimes a change of scenery will help Shea, but just all of a sudden expect somebody to make leaps and bounds from what they were last year, I have to see that before I can believe it.
Okay, well,
you got to remember, though, Jay, you got to remember, too, though, if you go back to 2019 – Never mind the 2020 season with him. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to 2019, he was playing pretty good. I mean, he played pretty good in 2019. I know it looked bad on the surface, just his whole personality on the field, off the field, the locker room. I understand all that. But I think he's going to be, if he can stay healthy, I'm betting on him.
All right, and we also know this, or at least I feel like I understand. He played his best football when Frank Reich was around, right? And this is part of the reason he went back to Indianapolis. He also played really good football. We need a good offensive line and a strong run game. I mean, very many quarterbacks would also do the same. Nonetheless, that is what he was getting when he went to Indianapolis. But the facts are the facts. Three of the five offensive linemen right now are having issues. One's on the COVID list. Nelson is hurt, and Tevi is a torn ACL. And Quentin Nelson, we don't know when he's coming back, similar to the quarterback and Carson Wentz. And also, I joked about saging the locker room, but really, like, just unlucky. And you're right, Key. Like, I know this happens to a lot of different teams. Like, last year, it was kind of the 49ers that were plagued by this. But throughout the season, obviously, this is preseason, which works in the Colts' benefit.
Patriots, too.
What are the odds of two players having the exact same injury, what was it, 2 days apart, having the exact same surgery, they're on the same timeline to come back? It just feels like, and now you kind of have a mini outbreak going on there in Indianapolis. All good things since we're 10 days out before the season. But should something like this happen during the regular season or it continues, man, if I'm Frank Reich, I'm like shaking my head like, man, every day it's something. There's something's going on for a team that, yes, is – you know, playoff bound for sure, but Super Bowl or bust, it feels like, in Indianapolis with the way this roster is constructed. That's just how I feel. And it's unfortunate for a team, like I said, who has all these things in place, but they can't quite figure out how to get everyone together at the same time. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So we're asking on at Key J and Z on Twitter, which coach or quarterback combo has the most pressure on them this season? Key says it's Frank Reich and Carson Wentz, that they're in that group, right, Key?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you think? Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed or call in line. The call in line here, 888-SAY-ESPN. It's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the ones that fans deserve. So we'll get more into what's going on with the Indianapolis Colts a little bit later on, but hopefully we don't have any more news out of the Colts locker room, because, again, it feels like new day, new story. Hopefully this is it now until the start of the season, at least. But there is one quarterback with an opportunity to do exactly what his predecessor did 15 years ago. We'll get into that next on KJZ after Jay is this.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from the professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. That's right. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Jameis Winston is the first overall pick for a reason. It's not that it's talent. It was his ability to take care of the football. This is a team that's ready to win.
But the right guy got the job, and now we'll see if they can move on from Drew Brees and still continue to win.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jameis Winston is the first overall pick for a reason.
One, we're going to take the damn headline quarterback battle out of the New Orleans Saints discussion because it ain't no more.
That's right.
Jameis Winston is the starter.
If he can avoid making those critical mistakes and then continue to challenge all three levels of the defense, that makes this New Orleans Saints offense a problem once we get to the regular season.
Coming with that. The beats this morning, per usual. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. My name is Shea Cornett. Keyshawn Johnson there in L.A. Jay Williams here to my left.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to y'all. Thanks for being with us. And a special good morning if you are listening in any of the way of Hurricane Ida right now, because I know it is ripping through that south, and there are a lot of people without power and without the things they need. And we are thinking about you all. And I know also this week that the Saints relocated. They've moved all their practices and they are doing everything right now in Dallas. Sean Payton expects his team to be there for at least the next week or so as they try and get things figured out in Louisiana. They evacuated on Saturday. They're going to practice with at the Cowboys facility through Wednesday at AT&T Stadium. Meanwhile, the Saints and Pelicans owner Gail Benson said she is donating $1 million to Ida relief efforts. So that's really good news. So the Saints are scheduled to open the season at home against the Packers. And so now this leads to a bigger discussion. Now we know Jameis Winston is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints going forward. And while I don't want to compare what has happened with Drew Brees in the past to what has happened with Jameis Winston in terms of the devastation in New Orleans, the fact is that it is eerily similar to how things happened with Hurricane Katrina there in Louisiana. And, you know, Jameis Winston now does have an opportunity to not only help the Saints, you know, win football games, but also help that community, right? And be a face for that community and help give back and help support and do things that Drew Brees did during Hurricane Katrina. And so it's easy to draw the parallel there. And before I hear from you both, let's hear from Sean Payton on the impact of Hurricane Ida and what it's done to that city.
I think we've been through this. I've had a chance with Mickey to go through this a number of times, and, you know, it's something we're comfortable with. You know, you kind of know what you need from a on-the-ground standpoint wherever you go relative to your video, your meeting rooms, your field, your hotel, that kind of thing. You obviously learn through experience.
So I have some pretty good friends down in New Orleans that live there. And first off, to anybody, any county, any state in which the Hurricane Ida came through, prayers and blessings with you guys. I know it was devastating to go through, which they're still going through. But here's, when I was talking to him last night, I thought about this because it is eerily similar. In 2005, when Hurricane Katrina came through, you know, it was devastating to the city. And then you had Drew Brees that came in 2006. In his first year, he rebuilt the psyche of that city to a degree that was going through devastation, and they got all the way to the NFC Championship game. Now, I'm not saying that Jameis Winston can get this team to the NFC Championship game, but there is a major opportunity for him to rebuild not only himself, but to take part and get this community to surround him and to embrace him. And obviously, look, coming from a situation, you get a chance to play for a coach in Bruce Arians in which the style didn't seem conducive to making you super successful, right? Tom Brady comes in. There's a lot of negativity about you. You go. You're like, I'm going to take a year, learn under Drew Brees, learn under Sean Payton, rebuild myself. And now for this opportunity for him to come back in and say, this is my city. I want to own this city. I want to be involved. I want to help people in the city, and I want to win football games. It's a major opportunity for Jameis Winston to take his career and this team and this city to a level that they deserve to continue to be in that same regime, that same feel.
Key?
No, Shea, he's looking forward to the opportunity to be the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Unfortunately, under these circumstances and the situation has presented itself with the hurricane. I think, though, for him, he can't get distracted. He's got to be able to just kind of be Jameis Winston, know why he's there, why he's not in Tampa, and seize the moment to take the opportunity to be successful while he has a chance at the quarterback spot, because Taysom Hill is sitting right there. He's in the same boat as about five or six quarterbacks in the National Football League right now.
Right.
That somebody's sitting there waiting for him to slip up at any given moment to become the starting quarterback. And I think when you look at where Jameis has come from and where he is now, there's a big, big difference than that young man that we saw at Florida State and in between that stop at Tampa to where he is today in New Orleans. And I have intimate knowledge of knowing that. Not only do I know Jameis personally, but I happen to have a nephew who plays on the team. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of those deals where you look at it and you go, okay, Sean Payton's been rooting for this young man the entire time since he picked him up from Tampa Bay, giving him an opportunity to kind of rebuild his career all over again, kind of resurrect his career, so to speak, even though his career wasn't dead, but it was certainly headed in that direction.
Right. I mean, Sean Payton's been very upfront about, like, hey, he's not going to be the same player here. I'm going to make sure of that. He's not going to have the same kind of turnovers. He's not going to make those kinds of mistakes. Like, we won't allow for it. Our system won't allow for it, and I won't allow for it. Like, he's been very vocal about that. Another parallel you can draw between Breeze and Jameis at this point is both, you know, how they both kind of struggled before they came to the New Orleans Saints. And how, yes, maybe Sean Payton had a lot to do with it, but then also the maturation process of both of them and getting better. Like, Drew Brees was not a guy when he arrived in New Orleans that we thought was going to be a surefire Hall of Famer, right? No. Like, you can see the numbers. Yeah. You can see the numbers here if you're watching on television on your screen. Like, between 2001 and 2005 for Drew Brees when he was with the Chargers, I mean, he had a record of 30-28. His touchdown to interception ratio was 80-53. Very similar to what Jameis Winston was doing with the Buccaneers. And so now, again, another opportunity for not only Sean Payton, but also for Jameis Winston to flip the script in that regard as well.
Well, when you look at Sean Payton, he's one of those guys that I call a real quarterback whisper.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of them. The Andy Reid's of the world, you know, the Sean Payton's of the world, guys that really touch quarterbacks and turn them into something when things don't look great. When you talk about Drew Brees' career in San Diego, nobody wanted him because of the shoulder situation. Miami passed on him. Sean Payton took the job when he was at Dallas at the offensive coordinator. He said, you know what? I want this guy to be my quarterback, and the rest is history. There's a gold jacket waiting on Drew Brees. You look at the situation with Jameis Winston, and I've been telling these guys on the show, Shay, for a while now. Look at it. It's the system. Mm-hmm. Look at Bruce Arians and what he allows a quarterback to do in the first year that he gets a quarterback. They all have high interception rates.
I mean, Tom Brady did out of the gates last year,
but
too.
But that's just the system is. And Sean Payton, much like you just said, Jay Will, he's not going to allow that to happen.
Exactly, Keith.
It's all about the coaches coaching you up and giving you the opportunity to succeed, opposed to putting it all on you.
Here's what's interesting about it, Keith. Like, You and I, if we were being coached by the same person, we need different things, right? You don't really care how somebody would communicate to you because your attitude is, I'm going to go out, I'm going to do my thing, regardless of whatever that coach says, I'm going to do my thing. Personally, for me, I like to have communication where my coach builds me up. And I'm curious, watching the way Bruce Arians was last year with Tom Brady, those kind of jabs, those little things, if you're a young player, that can affect you differently if you don't have the confidence in knowing who the hell you are. And I almost feel like I'm not making excuses for Jameis Winston, Key. I'm just saying different strokes for different folks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now seeing the way Sean Payton communicates that, the way he's handled the Taysom Hill situation, the way he's handled Drew Brees retiring, the belief he's had in Jameis Winston, that can make a difference in how you play on the field.
It's hard as hell, man, to play with four different head coaches in a short period of time in the 5 years of your NFL career, to have four different head coaches and four different play callers. It's just hard. It's so hard, and I don't blame him at all for the bad failures that he had in Tampa. He has an opportunity now to have a rebirth again in New Orleans with a coach that understands offense, as one of the brightest minds in the NFL in terms of calling plays, dialing things up, and having success. on the offensive side of the ball.
And you don't always get these kind of opportunities. You don't always get second chances. So good for Jameis Winston, and hopefully he can make the most of it. The Jameis Winston era starts when the Saints face the Packers in week one. So we started the day talking about the AFC and the NFC South on KJZ. Start the Day is brought to you by Indeed. Smart hiring made simple. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Shea Cornett here with you. If you want to give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call in line, it's 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. There's a 888 in front of that. Which coach quarterback combination has the most pressure on them this season? Really think about it. Let it marinate. Give us a call or send us a tweet and let us know what you think. So the Bears, maybe that's one of them. The Bears have said all along that Andy Dalton is their QB1. We have known this for a very long time. Well, now one Super Bowl champ says the players should start raising some hell. Mm. That's after Jay. Is this from Goodyear?
It's our favorite time of the year, and we're back traveling on the road for college football. Ohio State playing this weekend, Oklahoma, that's right. And Goodyear knows the passion and excitement it takes to drive forward. Whether your team is home or away, the game's traditions are still the same. Through every first down, touchdown, or fourth quarter comeback, by moving, anything is possible. Goodyear is here to drive you forward on the road that moves us all. Goodyear, more driven.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
SportsCenter right now, 49ers rookie quarterback Trey Lance is out with a chip fracture in his finger. Head coach Kyle Shanahan called it a small chip fracture, which is worse than a jam. Shanahan added Lance cannot take snaps and do all that stuff right now, so you've just got to rest it for 7 days, they say, and that should make it heal, and hopefully he'll be good to go Monday when we get into practice. End quote. The 49ers open the season at the Detroit Lions in 13 days. Naomi Osaka makes winning return to Grand Slam tennis at the U.S. Open. The number 3 seed and defending U.S. Open champion defeated Marie Buzvica 6-4, 6-1 in the opening round. Osaka didn't play at Wimbledon after pulling out of the French Open following the first round for mental health reasons. Rajon Rondo is going to sign a $2.6 million deal.
How many players do they have?
With the Lakers.
Got like 30 guys on the damn team.
Old players, too.
Don't worry about us.
Rondo is expected to sign the contract today, sources tell ESPN Adrian Wojnarowski. Rondo agreed to a contract buyout with Memphis on Saturday and will still make his full $7.5 million salary this season between the buyout and his new deal with the Lakers. SportsCenter is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Progressive.com.
I needed that insurance.
People are looking to put Justin Fields in.
As long as Andy's in the game, I'm going to be rooting for Andy, hoping that, you know, we put up 100 points a game. I think what the fans have to realize is we're on the same team.
Dalton play fake to Herbert. Going to toss it down the right side. To the air, makes the catch. Dalton goes deep.
Oh, back to my hometown of Chicago. I know this makes everyone happy. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin coming at you from the Seaport.
I'm glad you didn't say my last name.
Well, I was reading
Joseph,
the name of the show.
Joey. That's
he. What,
Joey. Joey he, J.
Jay Will.
And Zubin. Joey J. and Zubin. Hey.
This is Shea Cornett. Good morning right to you all. All right. What just happened?
This is Key.
We went all over the place.
I can just see going, Key going
dancing,
down to PCH.
We're not saying her name.
Key going down to PCH, blasting this song, looking at people like, yeah, I don't.
Not everyone knows what the PCH is, like if you're not on the West Coast.
How do you not know what the PCH is?
I don't feel like everyone
Pacific
knows
Coast Highway.
It's not called the PCH.
What is it called?
What's it called? Pacific
it's
Coast
PCH,
Highway.
PCH, not the PCH.
Oh, see? I'm a Midwesterner. Like, we got an East Coaster, a West Coaster, and a Midwesterner. We got it all covered. Both sides. Okay, let's go to the Midwest. Let's go to Chicago. Yesterday, Jeff Saturday had some things to say about the Bears quarterback situation. It has been said, told, we all know now, Andy Dalton is the starter. He will play week one against the Rams. Justin Fields is the number two. Nick Foles is the number three. That is the situation in Chicago. However, Jeff Saturday says if he was in the locker room with the rest of the Chicago Bears, he would not be happy about this situation.
If I'm in the Chicago Bears locker room, I am pissed.
Yeah.
Listen, you know who helps us win the game. Bottom line, man, this ain't about organizational future. I'm not a general manager. My job is to play good football and get paid on Tuesday because I earned it on Sunday or Monday. That's my job. Your job as a coach is to put the best 11 on the field. You know who the best 11 is? Justin Fields is one of them. Yeah. So put him on the field and give us a chance.
Okay.
Shay, can I ask you a question off the top?
Yes.
Just straight up.
What?
Who's a better quarterback, Justin Fields or Andy Dalton?
I don't know that right now. I don't know if Justin Fields is perfectly
NFL
ready.
I can't look her serious
moment.
In the face, Key. I can't.
How could you say at this moment that he is perfectly ready to be an NFL starting quarterback?
I didn't say he was perfectly ready. I never said perfectly ready.
I think what we can all agree on is Andy Dalton has seen more defenses in the NFL and knows the speed of the game better than Justin Fields at this very moment. Now, does that mean that if Andy Dalton doesn't do well, you could pull him at halftime and in the third quarter you could bring out Justin Fields? That's fine. I don't care. But in order to start the game, it's already been decided it's Andy Dalton and he's going to be the
starter.
Well, that's
the It's already been decided since Andy Dalton came on because he was promised he was going to be the starter.
Because he
was promised he was going to be a starter. Exactly, QB1. That's why everybody's frustrated about it. It's from day one, before they even got Justin Fields, it was promised. And it seems like Matt Nagy – and look, I get it. I could care less who starts. But it seems like Matt Nagy is stuck and saying, well, I promised this to Andy Dalton, so now I have to follow through. And he's building this whole case for it. That's what it feels like.
He's given himself so many outs, though. Like, if he wanted to go to Justin Fields, he could. Something tells me they've seen something in him that tells them they are not ready. And that is a good coaching decision, Key.
I don't know if it's a good coaching decision or not, Shay, but what I do know is that Andy Dalton in week one probably gives them the best chance to succeed in week one, but doesn't mean in week two, three, four, five, and thereon that Justin Fields doesn't take over. When you have a veteran guy like that and a young quarterback, it's okay to start the veteran guy until you really feel comfortable with the young guy. Now, Jay's original question to you was, who's better? Mm-hmm. It's simple. Justin Fields is better.
Thank you, Key.
But I'm willing to, as a veteran player in that locker room, give Andy Dalton an opportunity to see where he can go, but I'm not willing to wait 10 weeks to see what it is. I'll know quick, fast, in a hurry, in game. Because sometimes a guy in a game is way different than he is in practice or in the preseason. Mm. Either good or bad. I played with a quarterback when the lights came on, when they heard that boom, zah, they was a different person. In the boardroom, oh, they can get on the board and tell you where to go and check out of plays. But when he got on the field, he couldn't remember what yesterday was. So it's kind of like I understand where Matt Nagy's going, but he has to make a decision sooner rather than later on the future of Justin Fields this year. Can't hold on to him for next year.
You're going
to
find out pretty quick in that first game against the Rams.
Yeah, you will find out really quick. Look, I remember with the Deshaun Watson situation in Texas, with the Texans.
Yes, absolutely.
They had Tom Savage as their starting quarterback.
It's like, what are you doing?
And it was all Bill O'Brien, Tom Savage, starting quarterback. Okay, that's what, and the same thing. I'm like, well, maybe there's something that Deshaun Watson hasn't totally picked up the playbook or he doesn't know the speed of the game.
Two quarters in.
Yeah. I'm like, I think the third quarter they ran out Deshaun Watson and I don't even know where Tom Savage is now. But I do know that that situation is plausible when facing the Rams, and I feel like Matt Nagy's kind of given some outs here or there to prove that. Let's hear from Matt Nagy because he was asked this very question that we're discussing right now. Do you stick with the plan in Andy Dalton? Is that what you're doing? Or do you really believe that he is the best fit to start week one for the Chicago Bears? Here's the head coach.
Andy came into training camp, and from the very first day in all of our practices, he's gotten better, right? And we can, you know, you go through and you watch the preseason and you see where we're at, and we didn't do well when he was in there at quarterback with the three. But I can go back to saying that there's a lot of variables behind that for the preseason. So that's where, when we're evaluating Andy, we know, okay, we feel really good in practice with where he's at. Justin's continuing to grow. It's everything that we've wanted in this quarterback room this entire offseason. So you go back to, you say, okay, well, we said from the start that Andy's a starter. That's where we're at. And now the next part that we said is that we're going to evaluate how we play as a team, as an offense, and what are the whys.
Okay, so that's the Bears head coach Matt Nagy on what the whys are, and he feels like Andy Dalton has gotten consistently better. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests will join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're going to go to that Goodyear Hotline here in just a minute, but we are asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, it's at Key, J, and Z, which coach quarterback combination has the most pressure on them this season? And there are a few that believe it is Andy Dalton / Matt Nagy, because this is kind of the situation in Chicago does fall in the head coach's decision making at this point. We also have a call. Dave is in Maryland. Dave, you got something to say about Nagy and Fields? What's going on, Dave?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I think it's no question the most pressure and scrutiny is Matt Nagy and the Chicago Bears for two reasons, two major reasons. You all pointed them basically out, but basically Matt Nagy's entering his fourth year. He's under a very short leash. He's got to produce. One of the biggest problems is his offense has just never clicked. So now they've got a game changer in there, a draft pick. They went to get Justin Fields. Okay, you've seen in the limited time in the preseason what his capabilities are. I'm a Cowboy fan. I have seen this movie with Andy Dalton. He can't win where he's at in his career. He's immobile. He's slow. It's not where the game is going. So, yes, of course, with experience, you don't want to throw the rookie out there. But you know what? Just like what Jeff Saturday said, those players in the locker room know what Andy Dalton can't do and he can do. You don't know completely what Justin Fields. It's not going to hurt you right now to put him out there. To me, you're just hurting yourself. So the Bears, you got to wonder where they're thinking. Like, Matt Nagy knows he ain't got a couple more years left in this contract. He's got to produce right now. And I think he should have never boxed himself in by committing to Andy Dalton. He should have left it open, just kind of like what New England's doing, where they're kind of wondering about Cam and Mac Jones. To me, I'm starting Justin Fields all day and twice on Sunday because I know we can't win with Andy.
All right, fair enough. Okay,
you don't have to cut him off, Shay.
He makes his point.
You don't have to cut him off.
He's laughing at me like he. Okay, he makes.
Shay,
his point.
Let me ask you. So
we like, hey Shay, we like to let him finish up.
Yeah,
Shay,
Shay's
we
like,
not,
all right, all right.
We're not rude
hey,
like
I'm not
that.
New around
we
these him, you know, I'm not
we
rude.
Wanna,
I just I got
we
his point.
Let him finish up.
Yeah. Okay.
All I'm saying is that when you watch Andy Dalton with the Cowboys and the offensive line was depleted, he struggled. He struggled to maneuver in the pocket and get out and escape pressure. Chicago doesn't have a great offensive line.
Thank you.
So you're going to watch the same thing again. You're going to watch the same story again.
Well, look, Jay, Andy Dalton is not Justin Fields in terms of athleticism and being able to run. But Andy Dalton can get out of harm's way. And I understand the young man that just called in from Maryland said that he saw Andy Dalton because he was a Dallas Cowboy fan. Don't judge Andy Dalton based on Dallas. Again,
I hear you.
I'm willing to. Out of 17 games, give my head coaches a game or two to see what Andy Dalton is in the regular season with us. But he's got to know that if it's not going good, it's time to move on.
Yeah, I mean, let's just state the facts about Andy Dalton. 3 years ago, Dalton was 25th in the NFL in passer rating. Then 2 years ago, he was second to last. Last year in 2020, he was 25th in the NFL in passer rating. He's not a great passer. Like, he's not a great quarterback. He's aging. But what he is
a
veteran.
But think about it, though, Shay. Let's be fair here. When you go back to Cincinnati 2 years ago, there was no A.J. Green. John Ross was – they drafted John. They wasted a pick on him. He's now the Giant. So when you start to really break it down, that tenure in Cincinnati at the end – was hot garbage.
Without a doubt.
When you look at the Dallas situation, that you can't. Me and you and Jay couldn't win in that situation
I'm
at all.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I totally agree with you. That's why I think he is a very capable placeholder until
placeholder.
They feel Justin,
he's a bridge. Yep.
Until placeholder. Justin Fields is ready. But, again, but if they put in Justin Fields too early, that falls directly back on Matt Nagy. If heaven forbid he gets hurt, he doesn't look ready, he's unaware of situations, he's unaware of
the game. I'm not worried about that part.
Gives Matt Nagy a pass.
I think he is ready.
Yes.
But we have a veteran player that may be capable of giving us a little more time. So let's see if we can use that veteran player to give us a little more time to make sure that he's 100% ready.
All I know is being an Ohio State fan and spending time and knowing Justin Fields, I've seen his ability to pick up the playbook. And I'm not saying there aren't major differences between college and the NFL, but I know his work ethic and I know how he moves the locker room. I know how he connects with people. I'm not saying Andy Dalton doesn't do that. I just know the caliber of the person that he is.
Didn't he score extremely high on the Wonderlic too? Like I think he was one of the top players to score on the Wonderlic in years or something along those lines. I've said this before. I'm going to say it one more time before we go to Chicago and have a guest. I believe that Justin Fields is going to start when they're on the road. I think it's week four against the Raiders in Vegas. On the road is less pressure, in my opinion, for him. On the road against a winnable team in the Vegas Raiders, and then he comes home week five, and you have to face the Green Bay Packers. At home, yep, at Soldier Field. That is my prediction.
So not
as
against
to when
the Bengals
starts.
Or the Lions?
No.
Bengals are week two, Lions are
maybe
week four.
The Lions, maybe the second half of the Lions game, if they're already up by a few scores, like easing the pressure a little bit. But somewhere around week three or four, you're going to see Justin Fields, and I think he is the starting quarterback when they face the Packers in week five.
Careful against those Lions. Throw in your kneecaps.
Forget that. I mean, the Lions, they're drinking coffee at a very high clip. All right, we are going to go to Chicago because my former colleague, David Kaplan, is joining us right now. He's the co-host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. You know, Cap, they're giving me a hard time here because they say we talk too much about Chicago when I host these shows. But in my opinion, you just can't talk enough about what is going on in that quarterback room in Chicago. So the question is, when do you expect Justin Fields to start?
Well, number one, Shay, did we not have like a long meeting? We don't get rude to the callers.
Cap, just cut the caller off.
I gave you a very warm welcome. Don't do that, Cap.
Just cut the caller off mid-sentence, Cap.
He kept going on and on.
I love that you are in control. Mm-hmm. I love that. Look, I think if I was coaching this team, Justin Fields would be starting on the 12th to open the season. And that's not a shot at Andy Dalton. I traded up to get Justin Fields. I got a really, really suspect offensive line. And Justin Fields with his legs, Justin Fields with the energy that he brings, I would start him. Now, I have a friend who scouts in the league that I went to school with who said to me, well, hold on a second. If you start Justin and they start 0-3 and he plays okay, he's a rookie, and you go, all right, we got to go to Andy here and just let Justin watch for a while. The air is out of the balloon for the entire season. Okay. But if the reverse happens, you struggle early with Andy, everyone's like, all right, the kid's in. Here we go. And everyone's excited. So from Matt's perspective, maybe that's what he's thinking. So, again, I would start Justin Fields. When do I think he starts? Isn't week four Detroit?
No, I think week four is Detroit. And week five is Raiders in Vegas.
Yeah, I think he starts the Detroit game. That's
I just
when
love,
I think he starts.
I love how everybody just throwing Detroit out there. Like, Detroit is just a doormat. It's so crazy. It's the National Football League. I don't give a damn when you start the dude. He's going to be in for a rude awakening.
Okay.
It's the National Football League.
Key, you make a great point because one of our columnists here in town wrote, well, you can't put him out there. Aaron Donald will rip his head off. And I said, so what do? You don't play him because Myles Garrett's not going to? I mean, come on. Every week there's some dude out there, Dave, there's people looking to rip your head off.
Myles Garrett and Aaron Donald aren't just every single week people now. They aren't every single week people. Those are different. You're talking about Defensive Player of the Year. You're talking about some beast out there. I understand. That's like me saying in NBA, though,
men,
Keith, every NBA team is the same.
It's not NBA. This is not the NBA. There are grown-ass men with full beards that play for the Detroit Lions that got car seats in the back of their car that have to make an earning – to take care of their families.
So disrespectful.
They don't give a
NBA.
Damn about no Justin
so Fields
running around on that field.
See,
they're
trying to, do my league
to get him.
You're right. You're 100% right, Key. Every single week, there's some defensive lineman goes, oh, you're going to put him in against us because we're no good? We'll show you.
I've been there before. I've been there before when we played bad teams, and it was a different story. Let me ask you this, though, Dave. You got your show there in Chicago. What are the callers saying, though? What are the callers screaming loud, going crazy about who they want to see out there in week one?
97% want Justin Fields in week one, and 99% are screaming, just play Andy Dalton and then get us a new coach. That's what they're saying. They truly feel that way. I'm wondering if Matt is so confident that he can do this plan this way, have they already privately been assured they're coming back no matter what happens? That's my question.
Cap, take me to Nick Foles. What do you think is the right scenario for him to go to for the Bears and for him?
Well, they're not going to save any money, Jay, because of the way that contract's structured. They have to assume some dead money. So it's really just move him off the roster. But if you're not willing to play Justin Fields right now, when I think you should be, then why isn't Nick Foles like the second guy and let Justin keep sitting there and learning if you're going to follow Matt's plan? Again, I would play Justin Fields. So I think they're going to just find some soft landing spot and try and move Nick Foles. And then when Andy Dalton gets hurt, as he probably will, all right, Justin, you're up behind that really suspect offensive line.
We're talking to David Kaplan right now, co-host of Captain J Hood on ESPN Radio in Chicago. Okay, can we stay with Nick Foles for just 1 second, Cap? Because I know roster cuts are coming up here shortly. So there's no way he gets cut, right? Like, they're definitely going to figure out a trade for this guy who's basically every time in front of a microphone begging to be traded. There are numerous teams out there that still need a backup quarterback. Nick Foles would be the obvious choice there in Chicago, right?
I guess, Jay, like, when he came in here, everyone thought, oh, boy, here we go. We got this Super Bowl MVP, and that keeps going. Everywhere that dude's been, he keeps losing the job. Jacksonville, big money, can't keep the job. St. Louis, back to Philly. Like, he's not that good. He's just okay. He was a guy who caught a heater in Vegas and won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's lining up to go, hey, here's a third-round pick for him. A seventh, sixth, maybe? You ain't getting any better than that. Like, nothing would shock me with that guy.
Cap, before we let you get out of here, let me ask you this. So what did you make of the story that was out there about a week ago that the Raiders tried to come back and get Khalil Mack? I'm asking you this because I haven't talked to you in a while.
So I think they did make that call. I actually called someone and asked. They said, yeah, the Raiders called. The Bears have zero interest. Because I'm telling you, now, we may all not agree. We may chuckle. They truly believe that they can make a, not only postseason, but make a run. They truly believe we've got this great culture. We've got this roster of players. We can make a run. I don't see that. I think, boy, they had a hell of a year. They go 10-7, 9-8, but make a run to win a trophy? No, I don't see that at all. So they probably, dead cap-wise, couldn't have moved Khalil Mack, and they, at that point, were trying to still save their jobs. Now that they drafted Justin, I truly believe they've been given assurance. Guys, do what's best for the franchise. You're not going anywhere. I'll be shocked if these guys are cleaned out of here.
See, I honestly think, though, if they make the right quarterback decision, that the Chicago Bears could make some noise if they got into the tournament. Because all you got to do is play defense, don't allow your quarterback to screw it up, make a few plays here and there, and you're right in the thick of things.
Just like the Bulls. I'm telling you, the Bulls are going to make some noise too, baby. Cap, we're coming.
Hey, look, if they can have mediocre quarterback play, I think it's an upgrade. Cap, thanks so much for the time this morning. That's David Kaplan.
Nice to those callers, Shay.
All right. I remember what I learned in Chicago. Thank you, Cap. Talk to you later. Goodbye. You see, he comes on the show. He's already bossing me around. Unbelievable. Goodbye, Cap. Thank you. Yeah, he's right. In Chicago, they believe they can win a Super Bowl. Like, there's no qualms about it. They thought they could win it with Mitch Trubisky. Now can they win it with Justin Fields, who ultimately will probably be the starter at some point? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin is brought to you by Nat Geo. Download the Overheard podcast for curiously delightful conversations overheard around National Geographic's headquarters, presented by the City Advantage Platinum Select Card, the card built for your next adventure. Remember, we're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, which coach quarterback combo has the most pressure on them this season? Is it Matt Nagy and Andy Dalton? Maybe it's Cam and Belichick. What do you think? Hit us up. It's at KeyJ&Z on Twitter. We want to hear from you. Also, the phone number, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. One rookie quarterback who could lead his team to the playoffs? Who could that be? We'll discuss it next right here on KJZN ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.